Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly. I've got a good one for you today because you must take cash and there are consequences with all these politicians and everything that they do. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and there's a lot to cover today in regards to business and the economy. So let's get right into it. I'm still in Pacific Grove. It is beautiful up here, absolutely stunning. Just a fantastic morning to be out here. First things first, New York State, as of Monday, you have to take cash in every single business. They have to accept cash. They cannot deny a cash transaction. And this is designed for two people, the poor and the elderly, they say. Which is good. Let's deal with that. Cash transactions are not a small percentage, they're a big percentage, but it's good for people like me that hate the idea of a central bank digital currency and losing privacy. Cash gives you privacy, cash gives you freedom to do whatever you want. My buddy Gary is on a cruise ship. If he wants to bring some cash and go gamble, nobody's scrutinizing it from Visa or from anything like that because Gary went and put, $1,000 in a slot machine or gambled and played blackjack or whatever. Just can't stop it. You're going to see other areas that are going to do this as well. We've talked about cash being accepted. City of Los Angeles wants to do this. And again, it's for the poorest community. So interesting that they did this. Let me turn this around for you. Now, the consequences with these politicians, they're finally being found out. You're finally starting to see things that are bad, that they've allowed certain things. They've allowed crime, they've allowed people not to get prosecuted, people to get pushed and, on subway tracks and get injured and die. And you've seen everything. We've seen it all. And now you're starting to see these places that don't have business people there. Their tax dollars are, disintegrating. They cannot run a state with no money. Governor Hochul, who's an imbecile, an absolute imbecile that people voted for, and she is saying, hey, we need more rich people to come back to New York City and New York State. And if we could have that, we would then be able to pay our bills. We need wealthy people here. You do. You do. And you deserve to not have them there. They're fed up with this. Wealthy people are tired of this nonsense. They're tired of paying too much in taxes. It's the second highest tax state in the union next to the state I'm walking in right now, which is California. So, with that being said, what are you going to do? You're going to wish people back? Ken Griffin from Citadel said such a great thing in an interview, and when he was in Davos, and he said, listen, I am tired. I was tired of the old administration where we're trying to run a financial company. Think about it, he runs a hedge fund, and every week he would have some new conflict with the Biden administration over issues that were not issues. They would create things out of thin air. And with this, it would make it so it would make it more and more difficult for me to do business. And then you compound that with the local politicians and the complete BS of that right now. So you go to Illinois, and Illinois is ran by a den of idiots. The fact that you voted Mayor Johnson in the city of Chicago, you guys deserve this. You deserve every single bit of the crime. You deserve every single bit of the businesses leaving. You deserve it all, just like New York City does, because enough is enough is enough. People need consequences. That's simple. Great story was sent to me today about the Bay Area Rapid Transit, the BART. And the BART is the homeless festival of all homeless festivals. What do I mean by that? You get people that go out and ride the train up and down all day long, junkies and criminals, and now people with jobs, people that work each day that can't afford to drive into the city want to take the Bay Area Rapid Transit. And my brother, my oldest brother, when he was young, early 20s, went to San Francisco to live, become a stand-up comic, sold cars, and, you know, lived his life out there. But he said it was beautiful, such a great place to be, such a great place to visit. Now it's not. Now, Bart just issued a story, and you can read all this stuff below, guys. Bart issues a story and talks about how the ridership is down. Ridership is down for all of these trains. The trains are, quote, dilapidated. What are we going to do with this? Well, what you're going to do is you're going to have nobody on these trains. It's that simple, guys. No one wants to go and take their life in their own hands to go on a train ride in a subway under the ocean. It's stupid. It's a waste of your thought process for this. Well, why, Dan? Why don't they want this? Because of crime. Because you've let junkies run free. Just like Los Angeles. Mayor Bass in Los Angeles is an imbecile. She's an idiot. Think about it. There's been less than 24 building permits issued in LA County since that fire happened 15 months ago. Okay? There you go. All these people, all these rich people that voted for her, that wanted her in, have been completely 100% let down. So this is the crime problem. And Bay Area Rapid Transit has a dilapidated train system. Graffiti, junkies. Think about this. People ride the BART to the airport, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. My daughter, this was 5-6 years ago, went to the UFO convention in San Francisco and was blown away at how dangerous the BART was. When she got on the train by herself, we'll call him the conductor or the person in charge, said, "Oh my God, dear, sit with me. What are you doing here by yourself? Well, I got to get to the airport." No, sit with me. Think about that. And since then, it's only gotten worse. Okay, good for you guys. Good for you guys. So there's that. Now, Rich sent me a great story. And this was, Dan, you talk about the power infrastructure, the water infrastructure. How about our railway infrastructure that is completely broken? And he sent me a map and showed me areas that, think about this, train derailments are up over 20% right now. Train derailments are an absolute disaster right now because it's just getting worse because of the dilapidated rail system and they can't afford to fix it. Is that federal? Is that state? Who is it? Well, it's not me. That's who it is. You know, so that's the thing. People have these mentalities of, oh, this doesn't apply to me. It does. It applies to all of us. But this goes to the Bay Area Rapid Transit. I thought it would be fun to take an Amtrak train across the country. And then I had someone went, "Dan, you're joking, right? It's horrible. It's a horrible experience. The rooms are cramped. People are drunk. It's crazy." Really? Yeah. So, okay. Well, that gets rid of that idea. A little adventure. Let's make some stops and we'll get off the choo-choo and we'll go film, you know? No, don't do that. Don't just, Dan, seriously, don't do that. There's a lot more to cover on this. Want to show you the beautiful ocean because, again, this is just stunning. It's absolutely amazing this morning. Now, one thing that adds to this story is the loss of value in commercial real estate. Broker Aaron and Rich sent me two great stories that are fantastic. The first one is the Paragon Building in New York. The Paragon Building sold at a 56% discount. 56%. So, you know, these are well-known places, okay? Amazon's building in Seattle. Seattle real estate, since 2022, has lost $3.7 billion. 2022, the value has just dropped immensely. So, with that, just going down. Amazon building, the DocuSign building. Amazon has three separate towers there that have lost and have vacancies that are in excess of 50%. Some of these buildings have vacancies that are in the 60% range. 60% vacancy. And what are they attributed to? Crime. What are they attributed to? Also, hey, we don't have sandwich shops here. There's no nail salons, no shoe repair place. You know, you need an infrastructure to support a high rise. And I've told this to people time and time and time again, that you need to support your local businesses because they will be gone soon if you don't do this. And I've had people that, oh, Dan, you're exaggerating. Gone. You know, come on. What are you doing? Why are you making this up? This is the perfect example of that. Broker Aaron is a commercial real estate agent in the New York area, Manhattan, downtown, deals with everything. Now, the thing about this guy is he sees everything. He sees streets that are up and coming, and he sees people that are losing everything. The problem with it right now is you're seeing more minuses than you are pluses. And whenever you see, oh, this restaurant chain is moving in here, this company is going to have a gym downtown. This is not working, guys. I don't know about you. I hate going to the gym. I hate being around a bunch of muscle heads. And it's like going to the dog park. It's, you know, I think it's dangerous personally to take your dog to a dog park, not because of my dog, because of your dog. So it's that simple. Certain things don't work for everybody. Remember that. So let me know what you think about this, but read the stories below. All this stuff is supported by fantastic stories below talking about how bad this is. You know, you've got to let people take cash. Oh, this is going to spur business. These politicians don't care about you and I, and I don't care where you live. I don't. They don't care about the average person. I had a story sent to me about a family from Business Insider where they have 10 jobs between them. They've got two regular jobs and 8 side hustles and different things that they're doing, and they still don't make enough money to pay their bills on a monthly basis. Well, that's too many bills, guys. That's too many bills. But you've got 5 kids and you're trying to support the 5 kids. That's what's difficult right now. So again, all this stuff is supported by stories below. Let me know what you think. I'm going to finish this video with these last couple stories. Plus, don't forget, we have the private channel, I Allegedly Live. You signed up at iallegedly.tv. Plus. Don't forget to join the email list because there's another email going out at the end of the month. And I have something really cool that I'm going to show you guys on that email. You have to be part of this. Use the link below. It's in the video description on how to sign up for the email. Or go to freegrantguide.com. freegrantguide.com, and you can sign up for the email there. Last two stories, you know, Laura from Connecticut sent me this, and the Tweed Airport wants you to support TSA officials and officers that are not getting paid during this time by bringing $10 and $20 gift cards to them. And I'm thinking, you know, that's really nice. That's good. Let's give them, you know, help. Don't bring live food. Don't bake brownies and bring them to the TSA officers. They're not going to be able to accept anything like that. And but bring $10 and $20 gift cards. That'll be the second of the last story. The last story is about a New Haven, Connecticut couple who had they got a toll road bill, okay, for tolls, $500. We're going to seize your car, or you're going to lose your driver's license. Only problem is it's not their car. It's not they don't drive an SUV. They got it confused with the owners that get this. Now, you can sit there and say, how does this happen? That doesn't happen, Dan. Clearly, they drove the tolls and didn't pay for something. Well, my daughter, in 2018, I had to ask her, when was this that this happened? Again, it was 2018. She got a toll road violation for a toll in San Francisco that she had never driven the car in. And we look at the license plate. Go, is that your license plate? Well, no, her license plate is a Q. Had a Q in it and not an O in it, and they had the wrong car. And I'm like, wait a second, it doesn't even match your car, doesn't anything. So I called, you know, as the dad, hey, let me fix this for you. And they're like, we can't, you know, you're not the licensed driver of this. Well, I'm not the licensed driver of the person with the O in it either, DS. And the first word was dip. So you can imagine what I called them. Anyways, I had my daughter call and they're like, yeah, unfortunately the scanners are kind of old and this does happen. So I'm telling you guys, you know, people that just have their toll roads account set up to their credit card and don't get pinged on that stuff. I get pinged when I go to a parking meter and I put $2 in a parking meter. I use a credit card that sends me a text message. This is what caught Crate and Barrel for $432 in Seattle when I was in Miami. It just doesn't make sense. You've got to protect yourself and you have to watch this stuff. Please like, please subscribe. And remember, you know, who you vote for has consequences. And you're going to see a mass exodus of all these states that have big taxes. Yeah. Get your cash ready because you can use it in New York City as of Saturday. Saturday, tax. You can use cash to pay for everything. Thanks, guys. Okay. Is it too little, too late? Let me know. Hit the like button, subscribe, reach out, hello@iallegedly.com. I'll see you very soon. I'm working on a bunch of cool stuff for you.